The success of our society proves that our system works, but maybe we forgot to teach our young folks that wealth is achieved by helping people to get what they want. So, if no one has yet taught you how the game is played in the big leagues, well, guess what? Now, it's your turn. There's a billionaire locked inside you. The key to freedom is information. The kind of information you find here on the Money Man Report. Now, here's today's host. Here's the Money Man. Here's Dan Frischberg.
Hello, I'm Dan Frischberg, and welcome. Now, this is the beautiful Alicia.
I'm Alicia Frischberg. Thank you very much for organizing your breakfast, your lunch, your dinner, just to be with us. Now, let's go straight to the point. Why do you want to sell put?
Well, I'm interested in protecting the downside. The main thing is I don't want to lose money. I want to make money as the stock market goes down. And I know that it's going to go down further, and so I want to take advantage of it.
When you say you know it's going to go down further, explain.
Well, I have a market x-ray. Aside from the logic of it, aside from the fact that the central bank is ruining the economy and causing everything to be worth less, mm-hmm. and so I know the prices are going to go down. Mm-hmm. I know this is happening. But I also use my market x-ray, which measures demand and supply. And what it's showing me is not only is the selling pressure rising. You know, stocks are a commodity. Aside from everything else, mm-hmm. it's a commodity. Right now, what's happening is selling pressure is rising. Mm-hmm. That is, the desire to sell is getting more and more intense. Mm-hmm. I'm watching the number of new lows skyrocketing. That means the number of stocks that are being sold at their low point for the year is skyrocketing.
So you're saying panic selling.
Yeah, panic selling. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and aside from that, I also measure separately demand. Mm-hmm. The big innovation that we had 30 years ago that made it possible for us to be so accurate was to realize that we have to separate the buyers from the sellers. Mm-hmm. You see, buyers are motivated differently. Buyers are adventurous, and they're willing to take a little pain, like Columbus, to get what they want. Mm-hmm. But sellers are pain avoiders, mm-hmm. and they instantly want to run away the minute there's a little mm-hmm. bit of pain. Most people try to look at them both together and make sense out of it, and they can't really see it. The big innovation for us was looking at it and being able to score the sellers and the buyers separately. Mm-hmm. And so what I see is not only that sellers are getting more eager to sell, mm-hmm. but more importantly, buyers are less eager to buy than they have been all year long. And you know, the fact is that prices are getting lower and lower, and it looks to me like these things are fabulous bargains. Mm-hmm. I see companies like Microsoft that are continuing to have more and more profit, and the whole world needs them in order to have the life they want. And yet, I see the stock keeps going down further and further. Now it's down 30-35% or more. Well, because stock prices haven't gotten low enough to attract real, sustained, motivated buying.
How low can you go?
I don't know. As low as it goes. I can just tell you what is happening. I can't predict the future, but I can tell you why it's happening. It's happening because both the central bank and the government don't really understand. They're upset about inflation, but they don't really understand the economy at all.
That's hard to imagine because they run the country. How could that be possible?
It's shocking that they're running the country, and hopefully it's only a matter of a few weeks until we get rid of a lot of them.
So So your invention, which is the market x-ray, run it through that an average, is it so difficult for an average human being, an investor, looking at it with their bare naked eye, they can't see that? Your market x-ray, your invention is specifically, is this an algorithm?
Yeah, I guess you could say that. It's, I can tell, you want to know what it's based
yes.
on? Okay, it's based on, buying power is based on the number of advancing issues compared to the total amount of issues that are being traded on a day. The number of advancing issues, the amount of upside volume, mm-hmm. in other words, the number of upside shares,
mm-hmm.
and the number of new highs,
mm-hmm.
right? Selling pressure
mm-hmm.
is the number of new lows,
mm-hmm.
and the number of declining issues as a percentage of total
mm-hmm.
issues, and the number of points down.
Mm-hmm.
And the innovation of trying to do that turned out that that gives you a very accurate reading of how motivated the buyers and sellers are. And for many years, as our audience knows, we've been able to be in the right place at the right time, or at least avoid the wrong place at the wrong time.
Mm-hmm. So, are you telling me that this can be learned?
Well, we've been reporting it for many, many years, and we have subscribers who've been subscribing to it for many years. So, yeah, people understand it.
I get phone calls from a lot of people saying, I've heard all of this practically maybe 20-something years, and I would like to kick myself all the way from here to Chicago because I should have done it, but I haven't done anything. So what's stopping people?
So you're saying what they haven't done, I'm talking about buying put options to protect my portfolio, and you're saying they're not doing it.
They're not doing it. What's stopping them? Is it just really difficult, or is it because they lack information? Or
I think it has to do with confidence.
Mm-hmm.
I think they've been conned into believing, you know, the big brokers, the investment banks, tell you over and over again that you're too dumb to have a real strategy, that you're not smart enough to pick companies. And so for 30 years they've been announcing, and they now have the television announcers convinced, and they have that even the teachers in economics in college are convinced because they've been hearing this story over and over again. And that is that nobody can beat the averages, and so what you should do is you should simply buy the averages and don't worry about it. You're too stupid to actually have a strategy.
So let's go back.
But I want to tell you mm-hmm. that lots of people, first of all, that's not true. If you just bought Microsoft over the last several years, you would have made much, much more than the averages. If you would have bought MasterCard, you would have made double the S&P 500 over all these years. I can show you a number of companies that are very simple. Everybody knows about them. And there's no question that if you invested in those companies, which is exactly what very rich people do, they don't buy the averages, and they don't believe they're too stupid to have a strategy. They buy businesses. Sometimes they buy a business right out there on Main Street, and sometimes, when they can, they buy a good publicly traded company. They buy it, and they use leverage, and they make a fortune on it, but they don't think they're too stupid to have a strategy. And neither are you, by the way.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So let's go back.
But you asked about the put option.
Yes.
I know the market is going down now,
mm-hmm.
and you asked me how do I know it? Because the central bank is unnecessarily raising interest rates and making, they believe that prosperity is inflationary. Years ago, this was called the Phillips curve, and they've always said they don't believe in the Phillips curve, but they're doing it. They believe that prosperity is inflationary. The reason there's inflation now, they believe, is because people feel too rich. Their assets went up too much. Their house is worth too much money. And so they want to buy things. And because they shut down the economy during COVID and production was reduced, there wasn't as much stuff produced. Mm-hmm. So now there's too much money.
So
the Fed was raising... Well, the Fed was raising, printing money mm-hmm. to try to save the economy. Mm-hmm. People saved a lot of money. And then when they wanted to buy things, there wasn't that much stuff for them to buy.
So that's called inflation.
Inflation.
Let's go to the definition of inflation.
What means the dollar is worth less.
Recession.
Well, recession means when you lose your job.
What's depression?
That's when I lose my job.
Okay, let's go back.
Right. So the bottom line is that I want to buy a option mm-hmm. to allow me to sell mm-hmm. the NASDAQ 100
okay.
at something near the current price.
Okay.
I want a contract to let me sell that because
okay.
I know it's going to be lower.
Uh-huh.
And that means that every dollar that it goes down, I make a dollar because I can sell it at something near the current price.
Why do you like QQQ? Why not just sell short?
Well, I could sell QQQ short, but when you sell something short, you have unlimited potential loss. You can gain a little bit, but if it goes the wrong direction, it can go to the sky.
Mm-hmm.
So if I sold short the QQQ and the QQQ went up 1,000 points and I was wrong, I lose 1,000 points.
Mm-hmm.
It's an unlimited loss. With a put option, it's the same thing. I have the right to sell the QQQ, just like selling it short.
Okay.
But the difference is that if I paid $7 for it, mm-hmm. I can only lose $7.
Mm-hmm.
If it goes down 10 points, 20 points, 50 points,
mm-hmm.
I make money every time it goes down. But the most I can lose is that little bit. So it's a very limited asymmetric upside for me and a very limited potential loss. Everybody should be doing that. You're asking me why don't they do it, right?
Yeah. So
well, first of all, they don't do it because they believe that options are risky.
Mm-hmm. Explain.
Again, well, they've been told it over and over and over again. And when something is repeated enough times, most people who don't think believe it.
Yeah.
Right.
It cringes them when they hear
the word option. When they hear the word options, because they've been told over and over again that those are risky.
So explain how.
Well, options are a tool.
Yes.
Like a screwdriver is a tool.
Uh-huh.
You can stab yourself with the screwdriver
mm-hmm.
if you're an idiot. But on the other hand, you can use it to turn screws. You understand?
Okay, so.
The option is a tool.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I use very long-term options
mm-hmm.
that are the same as taking a position buying stocks,
mm-hmm.
but I get to use much less money, and it gives me an asymmetric upside.
Mm-hmm.
It has leverage,
mm-hmm.
right?
For example, Microsoft.
Wait, okay. No, let's not change the subject.
Okay.
It gives me much more leverage.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing as if I borrowed money from the bank
mm-hmm.
and bought $1 million worth of Microsoft. I used $900,000 worth of borrowed money,
mm-hmm.
only $100,000 of my money, but I got $1 million worth of stock
mm-hmm.
that I can make money on.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what leverage means.
Mm-hmm.
An option gives me that same thing, but if I borrowed the money from the bank, I have to pay it back even if I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
The option allows me to buy the stock.
Mm-hmm.
I have a contract to allow me to buy the stock. So I'm using other people's money, but I don't have to pay interest and I don't have to pay it back.
Mm-hmm.
The reason they think it's risky is because kids on Robin Hood and dopey kids who don't really know what they're doing try to use it to get leverage. And the way they learn to do it is to do like a 1 month option or a 2 month option or a 3 month
mm-hmm.
option. So what they're doing there is they're taking the stock, which they had all the time in the world, if they were right about it
mm-hmm.
and they were patient, they would make money. But by buying a 2 month option or a 3 month option, they pump up a lot of leverage. They only have to put a little bit of money in it, mm-hmm. but they've added that extra time frame. Mm-hmm. They've added a dimension of time, which if it doesn't happen in the 3 months that they've allotted, then they lose. So they're adding a dimension of risk where they end up losing, even if they bought the right company, mm-hmm. and they had all the time in the world if they bought the stock. But when they only gave themselves 2 months, mm-hmm. they didn't know whether it was going to happen in 2 months or not. They added a dimension of risk. And frequently, when they try to time it so closely, they end up losing money.
When you say but they didn't know that. If they're going to happen in a month, what are they expecting
they
to happen?
They were betting on the company to go up
okay.
or down,
okay.
mostly up. Uh-huh. And then they added a dimension where they used that option, and it was only a two-month option, and that's all they knew how to do. They used that option, and eventually they end up losing money because they don't know what that thing is going to do within the next 2 months. Mm-hmm. I can tell you that if I have a company that's absolutely essential for people getting what they want, like Microsoft, right? Mm-hmm. Artificial intelligence is spreading around the world. Our American lifestyle and technology are spreading around the world. There are 1 billion people, and you're seeing pictures of these people right now. They started out in the grass hut in a dump in a little Quonset hut that you're seeing a picture of right now. They started out living like that. They were in a country that maybe had a few hundred dollars of gross domestic product
like me.
Per year. You came from the Philippines,
yes.
just like that.
Mm-hmm.
They had a few hundred dollars of gross domestic product per year per person.
Yes.
Wait a minute. In the United States, we have $63,000 of GDP per person per year.
That includes Sean and Alec?
The United States.
Per person.
Right. Mm-hmm. I want to stop for a break
okay.
right now. This is going on for a long time. Let's stop for a little break and we'll be right back with you to continue this discussion.
Welcome back.
Yes, welcome back. Thanks very much for joining us. This is the Money Man Report and we continue. Because what I was talking about was the fact that everybody knows, everybody listening to me knows that there are 1 billion people at least in the world who want to live like we do. And I was describing the fact that in their country, they have very little production. In our country, we produce 60,000 plus dollars of gross domestic product per person per year. When you came from the Philippines, they were producing $300, $400, $500 per year per person. Why? Because most people weren't producing anything. Mm-hmm. They were living in a grass hut or they were living in a little place and they didn't have electricity. They weren't doing anything. In Manila, they were producing stuff, but mm-hmm. so many people were living outside not producing that when you added it up over all those millions of people, it was only a couple of hundred dollars per year per person. Here, we're so productive that it's like 60,000. By the way, in Singapore, it's 90,000.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So the bottom line is that there are people who are now moving from a few hundred to $5,000 mm-hmm. to $10,000 of gross domestic product per capita. Mm-hmm. And so now you were, when we left, you were looking at a picture of the kind of a hut that people live in when they're producing very little. And now you can see Bangladesh where people mostly lived like that, but now a lot of them are in towns. And you see what's happening? They're in towns and they're eating meat and they're living differently. But I was talking about Microsoft, and I know that in order for them to send their kids to college so the kids can be accountants and lawyers and doctors like we do, they need Microsoft. They need computers. They get electricity. They buy a computer. Their kids go to college. And they end up subscribed to Microsoft. Now, I know that there are 1 billion new customers for Microsoft coming over the next 5 or 10 years. I also know that right now, the Fed and the government, as we started out saying, are causing the economy to get softer, and they're trying to kill the stock market and kill the value of your house because they think that's inflationary. They're making that mistake short term. They're making stocks go down. They're scaring people to death. But I know over the next 3, 4, 5 years, that's all going to be over, and there are going to be hundreds of millions of new subscribers to Microsoft. And I want them to be paying me for that subscription.
So we're back to...
So I can buy that company and I can look ahead years, mm-hmm. and I can know that I want to hold it, even though I have that position, even though I know right now that there's a temporary problem with too much inflation, the Fed misunderstanding what they have to do. And so they're raising the interest rates, trying to knock down the economy, making the stock market go down, which means my long-term holding of Microsoft is still valid. Microsoft is still making more money every day, by the way. Their profits aren't going down, but their stock is going down a lot, becoming a bigger and bigger bargain for you, by the way, and for you at home, becoming a bigger bargain. Well, I love my ownership of Microsoft, and in fact, as it comes down further, I'm going to buy more and more of it. And yet, you asked me at the beginning, why am I buying put options? Because I also know that over the next several months, the NASDAQ 100, which I can get via the QQQ, which is just the NASDAQ 100 exchange traded fund, I can buy put options on that. Short-term ones, maybe for the next 6 or 8 months to June of 2023. I can buy them. That gives me the right to sell that stock at the current value where that it is now. So as it goes down, for every dollar it goes down, I make a dollar. And that allows me and protects my portfolio. You ask me, why do they invest in hedge funds? Because mm-hmm. hedge funds know how to do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, why not use Spider Bloomberg High Yield Bond JNK put?
Actually, that works fine too, because the price of high yield bonds, as people get more worried about the economy, the price of high yield bonds is going up also. In other words, the interest rate on high yield bonds is going up mm-hmm. because the lenders are worried about the economy, so they're charging the companies that are less than investment grade, charging them more money to lend them money, right? The small companies, for example, they're mm-hmm. charging them more. So that means the price of their high yield bonds is what? It's going down. Because their interest rate mm-hmm. is going up, mm-hmm. right? Because the people that are lenders want to charge more because they're worried about the economy. The people in the small companies that have to borrow, the less than investment grade companies, have to pay up. They have to borrow money to do business. They're the suppliers to the big companies, mm-hmm. to the Standard & Poor's companies. So the bottom line is, you're right, the junk bond prices are going down, but there aren't enough options. There's not enough what they call open interest, mm-hmm. not enough traffic. I can't get the options I want at the price I want. Mm-hmm. The thing about the QQQ, the NASDAQ 100 fund, is that there are thousands and thousands of them. There's enough traffic that I can do it. The most people in the world don't know how to do what we're talking about. But the ones who do, the hedge funds that those rich people are investing in, they're also doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. They're using put options on QQQ mm-hmm. to protect their portfolios. Meanwhile, the long-term future, there's the most wonderful opportunity in the world developing over the next few months, mm-hmm. and that is to be able to buy leveraged positions in companies like Microsoft and Google. And more, which we will discuss next time, right? We're just about out of time right now, but we will talk about exactly that next time. What are the companies that I'm buying, that I'm going to be buying, that you should be buying, taking advantage of this fabulous opportunity where the Fed is stupidly knocking down the price of everything? I just want to take 1 second to tell you what they could be doing. Mm-hmm. Instead of knocking down the price of everything and destroying demand because they think demand and supply are out of balance, why don't they encourage more supply instead? Why don't they remove some of the regulations, lower the interest rates on producers, make it more attractive to produce, right? Open up the drilling, make it better to produce oil, make people more productive, and when there's more stuff to buy, the prices will come down. Instead of ruining demand, why not increase supply? Well, that's all we have time for today. So I thank you very much for joining us, and we'll see you next time.